To the United States next, where a blizzard that paralyzed western New York and killed more than 24 people has been described as the fiercest winter storm in decades. Some people were trapped in their cars for more than 2 days in freezing temperatures. More than 1.2 metres of snow had been dumped on Buffalo in New York since the blizzard took shape on Friday. Josh Nichols is a meteorologist with 7 News TV station in Buffalo. I spoke to him a short time ago and he's been telling me what it's like there at the moment.
Well, what I can tell you right now, Justin, is that we just have some fine light snow falling. We are in the final stages of what has been nothing short of an epic snowstorm. The protracted nature of the ferocious wind in conjunction with heavy snowfall rates have just crippled Buffalo. It's quiet right now, but there are travel bans in effect. There's an eerie silence out there because no one's going anywhere. What we have are main highways that are completely closed off. Cars litter those main highways and thoroughfares as they were abandoned by drivers. And so they're kind of left frozen in time. It's an extremely spooky scene. Some even refer to it as almost apocalyptic.
And we know as well that this storm has claimed the lives of at least 28 people, the death toll rising, rescue efforts continuing. What kind of situations have the rescuers been encountering?
Well, some of these encounters are really, really breathtaking and frankly very sad as well. People have died in an attempt to, you know, navigate from point A to point B, and their bodies have been removed from snowbanks in Buffalo. There are those. Like, for example, there was a story of a mother with a child who could not get emergency care for her child, for her baby, and had to administer breaths manually to her baby because there was no power for the breathing machine that she needed. So emergency rescuers, they can't get around. Even the National Guard, with their heavy equipment, they were rendered paralyzed because of the nature of the snow and the wind.
And I understand as well that aside from people dying because they froze to death, there were others who died from heart attacks because they were shoveling heavy volumes of snow away from their properties.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, what happens in these situations is that those who are not accustomed to, lifting, heavy amounts of snow, and the weight of that snow was hefty because of the amount of meltwater that would be associated with it. So, you try to do that and your blood pressure just goes through the roof and it causes cardiac arrest. And there were a lot of people who were certainly subjected to that. But, I tried to brave the elements briefly and I had to turn around. My television station here in Buffalo is not that far away from the hotel that I've been been held at. I feel like kind of almost like you're held captive. I haven't been home since Thursday of last week. But even trying to get to the hotel, just a couple of blocks, I made it about a half a block and I had to turn around because of the whiteouts and the, like I said, the ferocity of the wind and the temperature. We dropped from, about 5 degrees Celsius to, something along the lines of 15, minus 15 Celsius and lower in a very short period of time. So people were just not prepared for the flash freeze and the bitter cold in conjunction with the wind and the snow.
And that was Josh Nichols of 7 News TV in Buffalo speaking to me earlier.